Blog Talk Radio.
Jimmy Uso won the match. Kofi Kingston versus Rusev. Rusev wins the match. Dolph Ziggler versus Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins wins the match. That's for main event and TNA Impact results. Eric Young versus Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley wins the match. Robbie Lee versus Nuts won the match. Gail Kim versus Brittany versus Matt Lane. Gail Kim wins the match. MVP versus Eric Young. Eric Young wins by disqualification. So, and the reason they had to change this matchup between MVP and Eric Young, because MVP was sustaining an injury. I think it was something with his leg. So they had to change that, and what they did, and they had two like qualifying matches for the championship match on Slammiversary, which is one of TNA's biggest pay-per-views of the year, or one of the four. Okay, let's get started with that. Yeah, the X Division Championship ladder match, and I missed this match. I didn't see it, so I heard it was pretty good. Tigre Uno versus Davey Richard versus Javier versus Manic versus Sonata. Sonata retains. And qualifying match again to the TNA World Championship match. You have...
Everything's gone.
Everything's gone.
Everything's gone. I put the freaking DVR in here.
I didn't know how you can do that.
I don't know either. It's all just gone. It was all on there until you turned off my World War Z.
I didn't turn it off. I just changed the channel.
Yeah.
I did nothing wrong. But, anywho, Bobby Lashley versus Samoa Joe. I didn't see his match either. I missed it. Bobby Lashley won the match, so he qualified to be in a championship match. Willow versus Madness. I caught the last seconds of it. That's why I started watching it. Madness wins the match. Austin Aries versus Kenny King, another qualifying match for being in the steel cage match for the TNA World Title. In an amazing match, Austin Aries wins the match. The Von Aries versus the Bromans, the Jesse and DJ Zuma Ion. Well, Jesse Goyes. I can never say his name. Anyways. Von Erichs wins by disqualification. There goes championship match. Ooh, excuse me. You got Gail Kim versus Angelina Love. Angelina Love retains. So it was not that bad. And plus, Velvet Sky was sporting a new tattoo on her upper arm. I couldn't make of it what it was, but nah, it just looked like she would have been in pain for having that tattoo on her arm. That is my thing. Texas Death Match, Bully Ray versus Ethan Carter. Ethan Carter did get involved and cause Bully Ray to match, so Ethan Carter wins the match. Ken Anderson versus James Storm. This could have been put. This shouldn't have been the semi-main event. It should have been, like, maybe the very first match. That's just my opinion. But Ken Anderson wins the match. I guess a little bit of distraction of the Dallas Cowboys. Some of them were there. And now for, I'm sorry to say, but this match was the match of the night and one of the best matches that TNA has had this year. Yeah, Eric Young versus Lashley versus Austin Aries in the championship match, Steel Cage. I'm sorry, but this match, it was freaking awesome. That's all I'm going to say on that matter. Eric Young retains, and Team 3D is going to TNA's Hall of Fame at Bound for Glory this October. I know they ain't mentioned the location yet, which I don't think they're going to mention anything until July, but who knows. Okay, there's something else I'm going to read real quick. Chris, forgot the number. I take it Chris will call in a bit. Just hold on a second. Okay, since he's, I know he's about to call in a bit, so let me just take a quick, just to say this, WFSL Kansas State, Saturday, August 30th, 7:30 p.m., and it will, and the location will be at iCandy, formerly known as On the Limiter, that's 5152 South Packer Street. And I had looked at the how they made the brand new place, and it's amazing. I do like it. But anyways, and this event is not only sponsored by Dunham Sports, but it also is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. You can tell that to the haters. They can have these nuts in their mouth. But we do so all that stuff will be updated within the next day or two. So hopefully y'all get a chance if y'all in a course in a Milwaukee area that's like a suburb. Hey, we ain't called for you yet. What in the world is that? But I am glad you did call, because there's something I just put up. And I guess, like, the WWE director Kevin Dunn and Triple H has some words since Payback.
Okay, well, I did hear Kevin Dunn's name today, so what's all the talk? What about him?
About what's best for business.
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
Hopefully
I won't have to rip anybody a new asshole.
Okay, let's see. It was reported that Vince McMahon wasn't high on the recent NXT call-ups of Adam Rose, Paige, and Bo Dallas. But perhaps the more interesting part of the story is the current jockeying from 4-Power between Triple H and Kevin Dunn. For those who aren't familiar with him, Kevin Dunn is blah, 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 blah. I think everybody knows him. So let's just scroll on to the important part.
Yeah.
There's been online rumors that resentment between Triple H and Kevin Dunn has reached an all-time high of late. Apparently, Hunter was outraged that Dunn and his crew somehow missed the shot of the Shield standing tall over a fallen body at the end of Payback pay-per-view earlier this month. Then came the word that Dunn had successfully buried Adam Rose, Vince, and incompletion. Was that he was trying to do the same with Paige and Bo Dallas, but had been quite as convinced in that regard. The obvious conclusion to come to is that Dunn is intellectually trying to sabotage Hunter's NXT brand and is also trying to call into question his talent grooming and just skills for the main WWE roster so that he can curry greater favor with the boss.
Really now? Now, the fact that it said buried and the fact that it was favoring the NXT brand sounds like it was written by some fat mark behind a keyboard. That pretty much gives it away right there.
Okay, it was by...
Yeah.
Keith Harris. This is from ksideseats.com.
Really?
And on this, they talk about all sports and stuff, so I don't know. This is the first for me in knowing about this group.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit on 92% of that article. Actually, I'm calling bullshit on the whole thing. It just doesn't sound realistic.
What would be your reason for saying that?
Saying what?
Do you think the story is bullshit?
Man, just simple fact. You know how these stories get around nowadays on the internet. And it says, look how the wording. I mean, it says buried. The dude's using terms like buried. And then he's favoring, like he said, the NXT brand to bury. He's saying bury the NXT brand. And you know how the internet gets off on the NXT brand.
Okay.
My thing is that it's like anything else. All those who are in position of being able to push people and pull people and that lot, they're not always going to agree. That's the whole thing, is having people with different points of view come forward and say, okay, maybe this would be better for the brand. Maybe that would be better for the brand. And people are going to clash. It's inevitable. That's the way business is.
I mean, maybe something did happen, but the story sounds like it's totally over-exaggerating the issue.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure they didn't come to blows or scream at each other or anything like that. I'm sure they probably had maybe a bit of a disagreement or something like that. Say, hey, man, I think, maybe I don't think that'll work. I think this will probably work better. And they say, oh, no, come on, we got to do it like this. No, trust me, man, let's try the other way. Man, come on. Okay, fine, we'll try it. It might have gone that way.
Right, exactly.
But I don't think they were like, oh, you go ahead and say it.
No, go ahead.
No, but then I don't think it was like, I don't think it was like that. The internet is making it sound like they damn near came throwing punches.
Yeah, they did, but they didn't say it like they had a confrontation and stuff. But a friend of mine had put this on the group, I guess after reading it, and it was, quote, honestly, I'm resenting Kevin Dunn Bastard myself. I do believe he's the man behind firing Jinder Mahal, and that is not something I'm going to take lightly. If I find out there's any truth behind that suspicion, I won't feel sorry when they finally fire that asshole.
Who said that?
Do any of you know anything at all how the fucking wrestling business works? Any of you at all have any idea how the wrestling business works?
I don't think they do.
I
don't think some of them do, and some of them actually are like indie wrestlers.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My sister earlier was talking to me about how she's not buying Paige in the current angle that she's in right now, and my friend Kwan is online trying to explain it to her, and Kwan's getting a little tense with her because you know the assholes we have to deal with on a regular basis, dude. So I think she's getting a little upset about it, and I'm trying to tell her you don't know what kind of assholes on the internet that we have to put up with on a regular basis. So it's like when you say something that doesn't make sense, even if it's a small little thing, and you may not mean to take a shot at anybody or disrespect anybody, he's gonna tense up about it because he takes his business serious, and we're all passionate about professional wrestling, and if you say one thing that even sounds like it's out of line, we're gonna get tense about it.
Right, exactly. So you were saying, can you read like what she said?
I'll tag you in the post right quick. Hang on.
Oh, wait a minute. I see it.
Okay, you see it? She commented and she commented and stated her view when, Quan was the first one to talk, and then she came in and then she talked and he blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You see the whole thing. So.
Okay. Go ahead.
I mean, she's my sister, and, she's trying to state her opinion. She's not trying to insult anybody. But at the same time, with all the respect to my sister, she's not really in the wrestling business. She doesn't really understand it that well. I mean, she's trying to talk from a, point of view that she, is, I think she means well. She's trying to talk from a view that she, is trying to sound like she does understand, and she's trying to understand, but I don't think she gets the whole picture because I think Kwan stated the whole thing in that very first comment.
Right.
underdog booking 101, which is nothing new to the business.
Okay, I'm just going to say my opinion on, I guess, her issue. So I'm just going to go from, like, top to bottom.
Okay.
Like, I get what she's saying, that what they doing with Paige. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like they needed something fresh and new. And that's what they did with Paige. Well, like, maybe she shouldn't have got the title the night after WrestleMania, maybe, like, months ahead. But they just thought that was better for her to in that situation. And plus,
they were
about fucking,
man. We got to get people interested.
Right, and I think people, they made history with that, but have her hold not only the NXT women's title at the time, but holding the Divas title as well. So that's something that has never been done. So she did make history wherever people didn't realize it or not. So,
but it's like, and now she's like upset because she's saying, Kwani's just like you. I can't talk to him, and blah, blah. I'm like, I told you he's tense. He's like, you're right, he is like me. He's tense. You got to make sure you're really specific with him, and you try not to, because if you say I don't like you're saying something that's irrational, he's gonna call you out on it.
Okay, I see she's interested in the Fandango Summer Rae Layla love triangle.
Yeah.
Which I'm saying is something different. Put more of the Divas into something as well, so I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yep.
But, wait, what you mean by the era of GLOW?
GLOW? You remember that women's force? That women's wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
Promotion from years ago?
That was in the 90s.
Yeah, she used to watch that. So I think, you know, she kind of misses, you know, when women were taken more serious in the United States as wrestlers, because they're not taken as serious as they are now in the United States and in the WWE as professional wrestlers as they are in maybe, you know, other parts of the world.
I think the independent wrestling, because they have, like, Shimmer, that's, like, women's wrestling. So they have that focus on the independent, like, women wrestlers. And, like, although it sucks there ain't that many women wrestlers that's in Wisconsin, but there's, like, a lot around, like, everything else. But I think they are doing more, but it's, like, I guess when my friend told me, like, last week that they're trying to get more women from, like, Japan and stuff and just never get anybody that's from the States.
Yeah.
So that's one of their problems.
Another problem is that WWE successfully changed women wrestlers from being a force to be reckoned with to just being eye candy and free. And the problem is now, in order, you've got a harder job of repelling that and making it back to being about the wrestling. And that's where the issue is. Everybody wants the good-looking, sexy women and everything. They don't want to see women like me get in the ring.
I think they're mostly thinking that they're Hollywood-wise.
Because women like you, with all the respect, you know, that doesn't put ass in the seats, you know what I mean? It's the,
right,
you know, skinny, pretty, eye candy, half naked woman that puts ass in the season. I'm pretty sure they're like, man, this is stupid, but hey, we gotta fill the arena, so fuck it. What's best for business, whatever works.
Right. But like, I get what she's saying, but it's just like, I guess you gotta see from WWE's point of view as well.
Yeah.
Which, like I say, I can understand what she's saying now. I can understand why WWE is doing half of the things they do.
Well, do me a favor, dude. Click in on that post, please, before it starts getting too heated.
All right, I probably will say something after the show.
Well, Hazel, can you say something right quick? Create a bit of diversion, a bit of a diversion until the show gets done.
Okay, I have you and Hazel just talk about Monday Night Raw right quick, and I'll just do that right away.
Monday Night Raw. What did you actually think of the main event stretcher match?
Yeah, that would be a little more brutal, but I guess they're trying to save it for the WWE Network. It's all right.
I don't know. I enjoyed it, but I don't know. I can't even put how to put it into words. I'm really not that into seeing those two go at it. I don't know why, and I can't put my finger on why I feel that way. But I don't buy Kane and John Cena fighting each other. It doesn't work for me.
Well, the point of it was it was for a spot in the Money in the Bank ladder match at Money in the Bank. So that was kind of what
right, I don't know. I've felt that way for like quite a while in regards to it. Like whenever I see the two of them go against each other, for me, I can't even pinpoint what it is. You know, you get those times where you're just like, I don't know. It's just something. There's something about those two together that for me does not work.
Probably because we've seen them fight together before.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
I say probably because we've seen them work together before.
Could very well be.
I mean,
I understand the reasoning for the match. But I don't know. I just say it's probably in it before. You know, we've been there before, and
yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean,
this whole like Paige holding the Divas and everything. You got to remember one of the things that I know that WWE was complaining about for a little while was actually that their fan base in England and Europe was slowly starting to drop off. They weren't pulling in the numbers that they used to, and I think that was one of the reasons why Paige ended up with the belt, and the same with Wade Barrett holding the belt, was because if you remember, pretty soon after those two got those belts, they went on that European tour, starting off in England. And what's a better way to have people go completely crazy than have two English people hold titles?
How funny. I'm actually speaking to an English person right now.
That's because English people are awesome.
Yes, it sure seems like it.
We are. We are just, like, phenomenally amazing.
Don't toot your own horn, sweetheart.
I have to. Nobody else would toot my horn, will you, AJ?
Shit, the only person on this horn that can toot his own horn would be moi.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
So what match did you find most disappointing this evening on Raw?
Most disappointing? Well, I don't really have a most disappointing match, you know, because I'm too busy trying to enjoy the show to be trying to search out all the flaws and shit like that, you know what I mean? But I guess I'll go ahead and say the main event between Cena and Kane, because I mean, I thought it was going to be a little more brutal than how it was, but then again, you know, I guess it was just something to do for them to be able to decide who was going to go to Money in the Bank and stuff like that. So, but I mean, those two were good workers and good, you know, people to be in the ring and watching the ring, you know, but at the same time, it's like, it wasn't a memorable match, but I guess, you know, it's not pay-per-view, it's not the WWE Network, this is Monday Night Raw. Some of the matches are going to be totally half-assed.
See, do you find you have this problem as well? Me and AJ do it. It took a while to get out of the swing of it. Because you actually know the wrestling business and, you know, you've seen how things are put together, you know, all that type of thing, that you watch wrestling from a completely different viewpoint now. It's no longer watching it for, you know, for entertainment or anything. You watch it from, like, the business side of things. You see where they're making mistakes. You're seeing, all those different things now, whereas perhaps a few years ago you might not have.
Well, the thing about me is, even though I know how the business works, I still, you know, will suspend disbelief, you know what I mean? You know, I'm not going to, you know, sit up like a fucking smart mark behind the keyboard trying to dissect every little thing about the business, you know what I mean? And try
right.
to, like, dissect that match and see who's doing good in this match and who's doing good in that match. I mean, it's like, fuck, be a fan, you know what I mean? You started off as a fan, be a fan.
Right.
So it's like...
Oh, I was going to say, I know for a while that for me it took me a bit to get back into watching it from a fan point. And I'm trying to think, there was a whole period, weren't there, where I actually literally stopped watching altogether. It was last year.
Oh, that's what happened with me. You know, I'm a thick and thin guy. You know, even when the WWE was at its lowest point, you know, I was right there.
Gotcha.
So, you know, professional wrestling is, you know, one of the only things I've got. So I can't really picture my life without it.
Well, my thing is like, I started watching it, like, wrestling back in 79. I was, like, 5 years old. So I've been watching it for, you know, a long time, and I had a whole period when I first moved up here where I didn't watch it because my son's father wasn't interested in it, so we'd have to watch it, you know, sneakily. And then Robert actually got into wanting to watch SmackDown, so, you know, I would watch it with him again. So I did have probably about a 3-4 year period where I saw it in dribs and drabs. But it was, you know, that was my longest time of not watching it. Before then, as I say, literally from when I was about 5 years old up until I moved here, which was in 99, so like 20-year span of watching it pretty much weekly. And then I went for a few years, as I say, without watching. So I do have, you know, moments where I think it was about this time last year that I stopped watching it for a while. Because I just lost the passion behind it, and it took a while to get back, but...
I think I know some of the reasons why with that.
Oh, because of where we were?
And
what we were dealing
with?
Yeah. I'm going to pass you back, because I need...
All right.
I'm going to leave you to talk a bit, Chris. And AJ will be back shortly, and so will I. You're going to have to waffle on and speak for a second, because something's come up quickly.
All right. Well, people, as you know, Monday Night Raw did feature a main event stretcher match tonight. For those of you who did not watch, it was to determine who will go on to Money in the Bank. To the Money in the Bank ladder match for the World Heavyweight title. There will be no briefcase this year. It will be the Money in the Bank ladder match with the WWE World Heavyweight Championship hanging above the ring. So whoever wins the match will not get a briefcase, but will get the actual World Heavyweight title. So I don't know. I mean, I guess the match was all right. But... if there's anybody that didn't like the match, I mean, I might actually, you know, agree with you, you know, if you have a logical opinion, as I do say all the time. But, I mean, I think like we mean, and Hill was just talking about, I think most of the problem is me, the problem is most fans don't look at anything from a fan's point of view anymore. You know what I mean? They think just because they read, like we say, they think they just because they read the dirt sheets and hold a wrestling belt, and pay money to all the shows that come into their area, that they are qualified to know, to talk about certain things about the business that they know damn well that they really are not qualified to talk about. But overall, what do I know, right? I'm just a fucking fan. But
that's
I'm not gonna.
People.
And they're back.
Yeah, so hopefully that did, like, shrinking the damage like that.
You see those, Kyle? Man, dude.
I'm just looking at some of the comments up under my post, and I'm like, holy shit. These two will never be able to get along if they meet each other.
What, your sister got a strong personality or something?
My sister is very passionate in what she thinks, in what she knows, or in what she thinks she knows.
Right, which ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it. Nobody ever said anything was wrong with it, you know what I mean? But I think she might be a little bit, I think she's going a little far. I mean, because I'm thinking to myself, you know, while she's reading Quanah's comments, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, a lot of me is thinking to myself, like, why don't you just listen to him? You know, he's been in the business 16 years. You think he wouldn't know anything about this shit?
Right.
You know, I mean, he pretty much just broke it down for you in the first comment. So why are you still think he's full of shit? I mean, they're basically just sitting on my post arguing right now. So I'm like, God damn.
Well, did they put something new up? I must have missed.
My sister did. You got to see that comment.
Oh,
and
I didn't even see this. Yeah, okay, I didn't see it because I just post mine and, wow.
Yeah, and Quan's saying, you know, apparently his years of experience in the business don't mean shit. I mean, because he tried to explain it to her, and I don't know. And I think she's taking it in a different way. She's taking it in a more insulting type way. And he's taking it, and like I say, you know, he's tense. He's just as tense as I am. I don't know. Oh, boy.
Yeah, hopefully it will all, like, they calm down, die off after what I put, so.
Like, please
we'll
calm
see.
Down. Logical conversation about the business. And I would go and tell my sister to, he's been in the business 16 years, Jada. You would think he knows what he's talking about? He's been doing this years. He's trying to tell you how it works.
Right.
You're taking it in a different light. So if I were to do that, then she'd start saying, oh, you're defending him because he's your friend and blah, blah, blah. So it's like, I don't, fuck it. You know, I don't really give a fuck. Just let both of them fucking fight. Because there are times where I feel like I can't explain nothing to her because she'll think I'm being biased. And I'm all up my friend's ass.
Is she older than you or younger than you?
She's older. She's 37.
Oh, okay.
So.
I guess like she was saying, she grew up like watching like the 80s and 90s wrestling or something like that.
Yeah, she did. And a lot of stuff that she's saying, you know, is stuff that we hear from Smart Marks. You know what I mean? So
right.
that's how he's taking it. But,
I take it she probably must have missed, you know, that era, like the 80s and 90s.
No, that's her. Those are her glory days, you know what I mean? That's the era she grew up with, you know, while us, you know, we grew up with the Attitude Era. And,
yeah, the Golden Era and wherever that's called before the Attitude Era.
Yeah, you remember, like, pretty much Good Mike Work said about, talked about in that post, that commentary that he did? We had a picture point at one that John Cena that said, not a terrorist?
I think I missed that.
Might want to go look at it.
Okay.
Well, maybe you've seen it. I don't know. Because he cussed a lot of people out for... Because it was to the point where, you know, the hate with John Cena is getting really out of control.
Yeah, but I did read a post of his that he put up yesterday about this guy talking to him and saying, like, you are a WWE cocksucker. You mentioned you missed WCW. Fuck you. You run the wrestling company and see what you do. Shut the fuck up. You know nothing about wrestling. The WWE is dead. No, and I know, but it's idiots like you who still have a little notion that wrestling is still alive in the WWE. Fuck WWE. Wrestling died in 2001 when WCW was brought. Oh, yeah, Vince Russo is the man. There would be no Attitude Era without him, not McMahon.
And you see, that's the type of shit that is the reason why guys like me and Kwan are tense about the people we talk to.
Exactly, and I said my piece on there. I'm just like, was this guy, like, living on the Attitude Era? Was he Clinton?
Clinton, God forbid, I'll fucking blow his head off.
We don't have to hear from him again because he's on his own business jerking off to Sable at the old wrestling conventions or something.
Well, speaking of wrestling down here, I just bought my sister, my nephew, and myself 3 tickets to see Wildfire Wrestling on July 10th down here in Memphis. It's going to feature Jerry the King Lawler and Scott Steiner. So, going to see that. That should be a nice show. But, yeah, I'm just looking at some of the comments, and I'm like, gosh, you guys are so fucking, oh, my gosh, he's still going at it.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Lord, please help these two. I'm begging you. Please do not let this make me look bad when I meet him again.
Oh, yeah, Dean Ambrose was, like, so sexy tonight when he was on, like, in his jeans. Yeah, he's, like, so sexy. Oh, my God.
You fucking female fans kill me. Gosh. Go masturbate somewhere else.
Sorry, I didn't know you.
Go masturbate in your bed, not on my newsfeed.
Man. Okay.
Well,
I didn't see this part. Like, she mentioned her age and, like...
Hey, I'm about to see if I can get Rainy on.
Yeah, we're probably going to have, like, a few minutes.
Got 2 minutes left.
This is going to be funny.
So, if we don't get her in time, we'll just talk about it on your show Thursday. Don't forget, people, the Smarks List every Thursday, 10 p.m. Central Time on this same network.
What the fuck are you talking about, Rainy?
What she say?
Like, oh, my God, like, Dean Ambrose is, like, so sexy. Like, oh, my God. He's like so dreamy in his t-shirt, in his black t-shirt and blue jeans. Oh my gosh, like man, he's like so sexy. He's